You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I was just a pig in heaven.
I agree with you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It is kind of fun.
Get money.
When people drill you for what they think's a hot take, and then the hometown players agree.
Dude, you are on cloud 11.
I'm just saying.
Please, Draymond,
there was something else I was right about. I remembered. And now I forget.
Yeah, we'll be here till Friday. Yeah, thank you, Kenny. But while you're thinking,
Why don't you go ahead, produce the show?
I got some. Did you like that, huh?
I don't care,
dude. Well, I got good and bad news. You want the bad news?
The bad news first.
You're not going to see Willard and Dibbs.
I thought you said bad news. I said bad news first.
Can you help us and let us know what they're doing over at Splash the Fellas today?
So last week they gave a lucky listener a chance to win their draft party hosted at Splash at Thrive City with food and everything. So there's going to be a draft happening with like 12 or 13, 14 guys. And then Willard and Dibbs are there doing their show. And once their show's over, they'll make fun of all the draft picks happening
that
in that listener league.
That gets me excited about our 95-7 The Lame League, which we have our draft on the 30th. But I got to give you this nugget Will just sent us. So we're talking about DeMarcus Robinson, Steiny. The league has 11 minutes, as he understands it, to announce DeMarcus Robinson's three-game suspension. If not, he could be available or will be available week one against Seattle. So I don't know what's going on at the league offices in New York with this suspension, possibly, and then what's going on with Rice from Kansas City. But get your act together.
Who?
The league office.
No.
But I got to say this to you all. You kind of hope they mess it up and he's available week one, Robinson, against Seattle. Then you might could say Juwan who? I thought that would excite you.
I knew that.
Well, we got 10 minutes.
It's all coming down at 1 o'clock, so relax.
Oh, so you think
relax.
All right. But what if somehow they didn't announce it and he's available?
All right.
We would all been wrong in regard to him not being available week one.
So I'm more fixated on a contest winner who gets to hold a fantasy draft at Splash with Willard and Dibbs there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this will be good. Oh, it's going to be a great show. So the afternoon show essentially is going to be Willard telling that group how they should have drafted and what they did wrong.
I don't know exactly when that draft is going to start, but there might be some of that.
Yeah. I got it. Yeah. You guys shouldn't. You guys should have drafted this way.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Guys, who you were trying to draft was this guy.
I got news in regard to a kicker, Stani. Tell me if this interests you.
It doesn't.
34-year-old Browns kicker.
I like this guy.
Dustin Hopkins has been released.
Well, the Rain Man.
No, that's the other Hopkins. But you taking a flyer?
You know what? Yeah, bring Dustin Hoffman in.
Nah, then that would
give
really,
him a workout.
That would really kill the psyche and confidence of your boy.
like Joseph didn't already? Like putting him through a contest
now
already?
You're laughing, Stoney. This game
I'm
comes
laughing.
Down week one and they got a field goal to tie or win the game or an extra point. Like Moody's under pressure.
I'm the one who said that. You're like, oh, Stoney, he'll leg a whole year. He'll be great.
Well, that's like saying you stop at a red light. We all know that.
Here's the question from the 510 and the Boxer and Gerson work attorney. Oh God. Work injury attorney's text line. Shut up.
My man.
Matt, I have a question. It's for you, though, Goo. What's a bigger concern? Signing Jennings or Moody's kicking? In other words, would you rather have Moody kick well and not have Jennings on the squad, or Jennings on the squad, but Moody kicking like last year? I love these kind of questions.
I'm not mad at it, and I appreciate the participation.
I like it. Thank you, buddy.
I want Jennings on the team,
mm-hmm.
and from Mr. Know-It-All, you,
yeah.
and by everybody that's been giving their 2 cents, if Moody doesn't carry his weight,
yep.
cut him, and you bring yep. somebody else in here, as if you can go to the field goal kicker Walmart.
That's wrong.
I need Jennings out there,
yeah,
along with Hopkins, along with Pearsall, along with Kittle, McCaffrey, and B-Rob. That's what I want, weaponry.
I would much rather have Moody kicking and having a great season without Jennings than we've got the Moody of last year. Because if we have the Moody of last year, what that will automatically mean is he will have lost you two games.
I'll say this to that, though. They were horrible. The Niners were in the red zone. So hopefully you don't have to rely on Jake Moody, not the State Farm. Jake, Stoney, you don't have to rely on him like they did last year. How about you keep his, you know what I'm saying? Put that thing in the end zone. That's how you limit his stuff.
Well, maybe they will with McCaffrey back.
And Jennings out there.
More Barrows on,
I don't know,
Maddie. Sheet. So I'm not exactly sure what this one is. It's on what it would take for the 49ers to.
I mean, does it cost them games? You know, if he goes 3 for 5 in Seattle and the 49ers win by 10 points, I don't think it's gonna matter. If it comes down to a 35-yard kick at the end and the 49ers are trailing by 2 and he's wide left, yeah, I think that'll be very problematic for this team. And yeah. I don't know if it's one game, I don't know if it's 2 games, but I don't think the leash is as long as the 49ers are saying it publicly.
Man, that's
I missed that last part.
Run it back.
Like, I don't have to put the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it.
Dude, you are special.
Seriously. It's,
you're the MVP here. You are the face of the station.
No, I'm not. I don't want to be. I'm not a role model. Seriously. Anyway,
what part didn't you get?
I didn't understand.
Like
if
they win and he's missing, I think he's buying himself time. But if he's 35 yard or wide left, like we've seen this year, those are the ones that stay with you all week, Stoney. He doesn't have too many left in his bag. That's what I'm saying.
You know,
I'm rooting for the kid, man. He didn't have to be drafted in the third round. 3 for 3 in the Super Bowl.
He got a guaranteed deal because of that.
3 for 3 in the Super Bowl, 55-yarder, missed the extra point the game with no team. But they need a team psychologist with Jake.
That's a great way to go into the season. It's a great way to go into the season.
Or Kyle's like, I don't talk to kickers. That doesn't help anything.
Like, I'd be talking, Jake, come over and have some dinner. My wife cooking pasta.
You know, I don't talk to the guys.
A lot of people.
I don't talk to kickers very much. just tell them to make it.
Kenny, just think about that. Even if you thought that, you don't say it out loud.
You think he's the only coach like that?
One more time, Kay.
No, I don't talk to the guys. I don't talk to kickers very much. Just tell them to make it.
You think Bill Belichick talked to Vinatieri?
I believe they had a relationship. Daddy, stop. Oh. But you don't come out and give me the hoodie saying I don't talk to them like that.
The weirdest stuff like bothers that. You.
No, Steiny, emotions matter. Confidence. You can't say I don't talk to kickers and then you got a kicker problem.
Nobody talks to kickers. Nobody.
I'm being real. What made Phil Jackson great? Steve Kerr. Communication. Not I don't talk to you at all. Dude, that man sounds like he's not inviting Jake to the Christmas party.
He doesn't talk to kickers.
And maybe he should start.
He's not an expert on kicking.
Maybe he should start.
He's not an expert on kicking.
I treat everybody, the CEO to the everybody the same.
Okay.
You can't say that, and now you have a kicker problem. Maybe that's why you might have one. He's got the leg. Talk to him. Treat him like the others.
This crazy.
This is real. I'm serious.
You are absolutely out of your mind.
I could sell this to some Fortune 500 companies on how to keep people engaged. The little stuff that you think does not matter, it matters. Build people up. Even if you want to tear them down, act like it. Don't say, I don't talk to the kickers, and you got a kicker problem.
You're so naive.
Dude, make that...
Do you know anything
if about... If I had the button, I'd play it again.
Do you
I
know anything about professional sports?
Friday, I could have been in the league.
No, I don't talk to the guys. I don't talk to kickers very much. Just tell them to make it.
Thank you.
What is that?
You're on fantasy land if you think a pep talk is going to help a kicker.
Dude,
what are you doing,
It's bigger than the kick. It's upstairs, man.
He can't help that, Goo.
Somebody can. Dude. You're laughing, and I think you agree with me, and you're proud of me.
I don't agree at all with you.
You're glowing because you're like, you're on to something. But if you thought that, you don't say that in the ecosystem. I don't talk to kickers, and your kicker's in shambles.
You know what? And it's fine.
Let's go for a drink. Jake, come on. Let's go. Wife's cooking, come over. Let's catch the Monday night game. That's what it's about.
I agree, Danny boy. High 50. It's
just like, what's he saying?
You save the energy for something that matters.
No, I'm really, truly, Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr what?
He would talk to his kicker.
Oh, yeah, like Kuminga. Hey, he talks to Kuminga. Like, stop it.
They've talked before.
Stop thinking this is seven-year-old. Stuff.
Dude, said.
Oh, by the way. Oh, God. What did I hear about that Little League World Series the other day?
Uh-oh.
Guys were walking and then just running to second base because the team in the field could not play? Come on, Kenny. Help me here.
Yeah, they were getting in. It's funny because, who is it? The John Boy was breaking it down, and he's basically saying they couldn't figure out how to get out to get these guys to call time. They didn't know the rule to call time.
It's on the manager.
Exactly. And that's manager was calling out the kids in a sense.
Put them on TV.
He just kept running all over him. It's like, you go to the mound and call time.
So he's blaming it on the kids.
We don't know.
He wasn't blaming it per se, but it was like, you need to tell them what the rule is and tell them how to figure this out. Because they just kept going to second base all on their own.
Ken and Grandy, you guys are family. And I mean this, Ken. Where are you at on my assessment about, hey, he's got the leg, but maybe Kyle could build that relationship up, talk to his kicker, because he obviously doesn't. Do you think I'm just on Mars?
I don't think it would help him anymore, and especially game. I don't want to put it. I don't want to put you out, but especially in the game, do you think he wants to hear from his head coach? Hey, you better make this.
Just like during the week. Hey, come over for dinner. Grandy, let's have a relationship.
Not with a kicker.
See, and that's why you got kicker problems.
No, it's not. Yeah. You got kicker problems because Moody stinks. And you're afraid to cut him for some reason. Hey, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app. coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. By the way, I do want to revisit something for just a second.
Take your time. Because I can't wait for Dibs and Willard for me to run this by them. I'm moody.
Waste some more time. Okay, so the Little League World Series. It shouldn't be on. I just don't think the kids are too young.
Whatever. Go ahead.
But I have to be honest with myself, and I realized when I was stating my case, I was omitting something that I do think is the biggest reason I can't stand watching it on TV. And I did focus on the kids who lose. Okay? And the crying.
Yeah.
And the shame.
Disappointment.
But really, what bothers me just as much about the Little League World Series is we can tend to glorify a kid that has no business being glorified, and it plays in to a kid thinking he's bigger than he is because he happened to play a game on ESPN and hit a double with one out in the ninth, and then he gets to go, I'm the man, and it's, you're just a kid, be more humble. You're building up these kids to think they're better than they are, and that makes, when they don't succeed, harder for them to deal with.
I was ready to hug you because I thought you had finally come around.
No chance.
Okay, so where does it stop? Let's stop showing the spelling bee.
Yep.
Let's just stop doing anything to reward kids if they win or any contest with that mindset. Mm-hmm. Stoney, stop. Mm-hmm. How do you know it's going to the kids' heads?
Because I know.
These are memories.
Because I was a kid.
And you learn how to lose.
Let me just tell you this. And you didn't play a lot of sports growing up. So
I played all
I'll
of
help
them.
You out here.
Please.
I'll help you out here. When I was in seventh, ninth or tenth grade, of course, you know, we're playing a team, and I picked the guy's pocket in the backcourt, went in for a game-winning layup, made it, okay? I go into school the next day thinking I'm a hot shot. I'm not a hot shot. So imagine if my game would have been televised. And everybody says, this guy's dying. I would have walked around thinking I was a king S. But you're not.
That's not a law, Steiny. And the whole team winning would feel that way. That's what it's about.
Stay humble.
I would have took out a Sharpie. Like, I would have pimped that moment that I had. So you are really telling on yourself when you go to the point of they're celebrating too much, but they're kids. Let them have fun.
It's not celebrating. They can celebrate.
No, and they're having fun. You know?
No, but it's the constant. Because we're giving these kids too much that they really haven't deserved, and they think they're bigger and more important than they are.
I want a case study.
Sorry.
Like, I really want to do a case study on you, Steiny.
What do you need to know?
Just how you got here. Like, seriously. Dude, your core values, Steiny, I believe you make them up as when you go, don't hate on the kids. And that guy, Johnny Bravo, let him enjoy. He's a kid.
A lot of times I have to clarify. It's not about the kids. It's about putting the kids on TV.
That's the ultimate prize
of it
all.
No, that's the adult problem. I wouldn't do that. For example, this is what I mean. You're in the Mighty Mike Championship.
Yeah.
28 years ago. Or Little League World Series.
Junior City Colts, home of the Dynamites.
And you hit a game-winning homer.
Oh, baseball, all right.
You go to school the next day, and people have the tournament going. You're like, I had a game-winning homer. And they're like, oh, my God, that's great. And you're like, yeah, that's great.
Okay.
20 years later, guy hits a game-winning homer in the Little League World Series, and everybody thinks he's the next Babe Ruth, including the kid who hit the homer, who I guarantee you is going to end up stinking down the road.
You know, see, it's just, this is the case study part. Donnie, it's just like, there is positive out here,
5-1-0. I feel really bad for you, Matt. These are kids. If they can't have fun now, when can they? No, they can have fun. Again.
According to you, no, they can't.
No, I don't want them on TV. They can have fun all they want. They can have fun.
So what's the TV part going to do to them?
It's going
to
give them big heads is what it's going to do.
it's going to
be a disproportionate big heads for the guys who win, and then the guys who don't win feel too much shame and embarrassment, and they're not proud.
From the head up.
Kenny, you got to get your uncle. So with that thought process, quit giving kids foul balls at the ball game. Quit giving them, panning to them or Kuiper Crook have fun. Like,
this is more
you
about,
can't this be is this. More about, you don't believe this.
This is,
Stiney, I'm just
Are you
going
to let me try to tell you?
No.
That I believe it?
You said enough.
There is way too much overexposure of kids playing sports at a young age on TV. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying let's get rid of Little League baseball. I'm saying can we stop bringing so much synthetic and cosmetic and superficial attention to a kid who's 9 years old who can hit a baseball? I'm not concerned about
why can't I'm going Cyndi Lauper. Why can't kids have fun?
They have you can't have fun.
But you sound like you don't want them. They're not worthy of being on TV.
They're not. They're too young. So you can't have fun if you're not on TV?
Why?
You can't have fun if you're not on TV.
Why does the TV symbolize too much fun? Like, why are they not worthy of having their moment? Something they'll cherish for the rest of their life.
Because they haven't earned it yet. They haven't earned it.
But who are you to say that if Matt, obviously
a guy who has an opinion
because they've been airing it forever?
That's because they're making money. Of course they're gonna.
Where does this stop?
What do you mean?
Like, what can kids do that you would relegate? That say
you're
know what?
Missing
that's fine.
The point. And the point is this:
let the
do
kids
you believe
shine.
A little league player who's playing on TV had more fun than me when I played little league baseball?
Oh my! Yes.
No, he.
Are you being Stiney times a million?
Please.
And that's why every game is not televised.
So you're not
you have to
playing,
earn
so you're not
to get to the Little League World Series stage.
You're playing the game for exposure as opposed to playing the game because you love
it. I got you.
Thank
no,
you.
No. The kids are living out a dream because 99.9 are not going to make the pros. So the beautiful
not
part
to do
of
homers.
It is if you win collectively and you qualify to the Little League World Series, you get to live out a dream and play in front of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. There's no losers, Maddie.
Yes, there are, Goo. Yes, there are.
Who's had to go see a clinical doctor?
You don't know.
Because they gave
probably
up a two-run homer in the sixth or seventh.
Well, now
these
you're...
are memories that they'll cherish forever. And it sounds like you don't want that.
When you live out a dream and you believe it's reality, the rest of your life will be messed up.
Who's saying these kids are
6'5"?
Kenny, I'm mad at you because you're laughing
he's
and
not
propping
in this
him up
one.
As if everything he's saying
I got
is
news for you. He may agree with me.
No, I don't.
Oh,
absolutely.
Because Stiney, this is scary.
I don't know why I'm even on this road.
Dude.
Like, dude. Why?
Shut down
so,
Disneyland.
What exposure are you talking about?
Can I ask you a question? What about the TV part? Do you not get through your hole?
It's more
it's
than
not
that.
About fun. It's about they shouldn't be on TV. We don't broadcast Disneyland. Like, having fun at Disneyland is irrelevant to the point I'm trying to make. And you don't have to agree with it. That's fine. You don't have to.
Can you admit that you might be on an island on this one?
Well, remember when we, and this is a rehash of an old conversation.
I got you.
But if you remember, and you'll dismiss it because it doesn't fit your narrative, but we had some people call in who were psychologists, a psychiatrist or two maybe, children's counselors, and they were like, no, you know, I see that.
I would just say sit back and enjoy life and let the kids be kids. They're not looking at it like you are. Little Johnny that strikes out six and the team wins. Stoney, I got a bulletin. They're not ruined. They don't think
don't
they're the
that.
Yankees.
So social media does not harm kids' reputations.
That's a whole different. That's ruining adults.
Well, that's why.
Okay,
that's why the consequences now are even bigger.
There's
because
no
of social
consequences
media.
In losing the Little League
you
World Series.
Now that's something you don't know. You don't know anything about when these kids go back to school.
I struck 14 out for the Union City TLC, Hayward Field, man. Stoney, I'm telling you, I was that kid protege, man. Struck out 14, 13 years old. Threw my arm out.
Right, and let me tell you what would have happened if that game would have been on TV, okay? you would be a different person today because you would actually think that you were a great pitcher.
I might be on the Dodgers.
No, you wouldn't.
I might be Verlander.
No, you would have been a complete and utter failure because you would have experienced your high in life at 11 years old because you thought there was nothing more because you were getting overpraised for being just a little league player like a million other little league players.
Right, really, I mean this, and we're up against it. On the other side, Johnny Carson had young Tiger Woods on. How'd that work out? What, like, it sounds like you didn't want Tiger to be on the late night show.
Was he the best golfer in the world at his age when he was on the show?
No, at his age, he was showing something to where Johnny Carson wanted him featured.
Okay.
And look what he turned out to be.
Yeah, that is a completely different analogy.
On the other side, you got to tell me how.
Because we're talking about one person who excels in a way in his sport that's never been seen before. And then we're talking about putting on TV.
Well, he was a kid at this point, Donnie. He was a baby.
But he was a protege. He was one of one. All right, 888-957-9570 number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. I'm just a protective parent.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Steiny and Goo.
Yeah, Spadoni sent you something, too.
He's an idiot.
He said you were... Hey.
He is.
You were kids are tougher than you think. I feel like something happened to you.
You're not an idiot,
as you played growing up, Steiny.
Steiny sees the consequences. Steiny sees that the consequences these days are brutal with social media stuff. That's it. Well said. Thank you very much.
You got breaking news. You found it from Rap Sheet.
I'm afraid to say it.
No, it's out there. You got it. There you go, Kenny.
According to Ian Rappaport, DeMarcus Robinson is suspended 3 games without pay for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. It was announced. Robinson will be eligible for reinstatement on Monday, September 22nd, following probably, what, the third game of the year.
Yeah. And I feel dirty, Steiny.
How come?
That's a serious offense, you know, that a lot of people have. It's very dangerous. A lot of people lost loved ones. So the bottom line is I was hoping there was a slip in the crack and he could actually be out there week one. But he'll knock it out. And Kyle and the company, they knew it. But I was like, man, are they going to forget about it or somehow, you know, miss the deadline? So they'll be without him. I do wonder now if this puts the Juwan Jennings thing in motion now that the reality is set in. You're going to be without D-Rob for 3 weeks.
You said you had a list in front of you?
Yeah, and I said Tariq Owens, Terrell Sun, wide receiver, waived. Dallas Flowers, cornerback, waived. Jeff Wilson Jr., released. Kashawn Vaughn, running back, released from the roster. Carter Bradley and Tanner Mordecai, waived with injury designations. Those are your backup quarterbacks. One is going to land on the practice squad, Steiny. Jaden Allen, defensive lineman. Shakay Brown, defensive lineman, waived. And other undrafted defenders like Derek Canteen, Stone Blatton, Sebastian Valdez, Jalen Mahoney were all waived. And Isaiah Prince, that's a nice name, offensive lineman, placed on the injured reserve list. So that's what I have right now.
So that seems to indicate to me that Jennings is right now part of the 53-man roster. And they don't have to put Robinson on the 53.
Yep.
Okay. There you have it.
Do you think this has jolts Jenny now that you know you're without Robinson?
No. I think it's something they knew.
If we come in here tomorrow and somehow something's worked out, would you say, "Goo, you might have been onto something"?
No.
I wouldn't want to clout.
I don't know. I mean, no. That would just be speculation that you got that one wrong. You know what I mean?
However you can get it.
The Brock Purdy, they're not good enough. I was trying to do too much. Oh, I know what it would. I kind of like this potpourri when we do this. So I just saw a headline in the Chronicle, SF Chronicle, SF Gate. And the headline was, or the tease was, the man responsible for Golden State's miserable offseason. And they said the man responsible for the Warriors' miserable offseason is Aaron Turner, the agent for Jonathan Kuminga.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's one of the people, but Jonathan Kuminga does not want to be a Golden State Warrior.
But right now he is.
Right. So because Jonathan Kuminga doesn't want to be a Warrior, that's the thing kind of messing up the Warriors offseason, and that the Warriors don't want to pay him as much as he wants.
No, I totally get that. You can. The agent does what you tell him to do, damn it. So I wouldn't say anything otherwise. That's why I said there's spite involved in this, and it might be. But every day that goes by, it's not. I think he's coming back for that 7.9.
I still have no feel for that at all, the Kuminga stuff. You know what's funny is just let people – oh, no. That's Evan's favorite pitcher, out for the year.
Oh, man, Eovaldi. Yep, rotator cuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you throw that hard. So, I texted you last night. We were talking about topics.
Yeah.
One thing that Guru and I do a lot is we do a lot of preparation for the show, and we talk a lot the night before the show, and we send a lot of messages to each other, and we converse, and we spend a lot of time out of the studio, Mr. Nahegan, thinking about the show. Anyway, I was thinking, we should probably talk about the Giants tomorrow. Not Wednesday, but today.
Yeah.
And then we didn't.
Yeah, because I said it was cut down day, a lot of the D-Rob stuff. But I get you. I mean, what we got? Well, the guys are coming up in a minute from Splash.
And I was thinking about the Giants.
I might go out there and pull up on them.
You're not going to. But
now, how do you know that?
I'll bet you. I will bet you you don't do that. And you know what? You won't even drive out there to win the bet.
My man, go ahead anyway. We're your Giant take.
Oh, boy. I don't want to get into they've underachieved or this is who they are.
All right, because it's hard not to.
But it's unbelievable what has happened to the Giants. 41-29, and since they're 22-39.
With the gifts of Rafael Devers.
But
he was getting blown fastballs, blown by him. But anyway,
remember
go
the
ahead.
Caller who said that was going to happen?
That was, there was one,
shoot,
the scout guy.
I wish I remember.
He said, I'm just saying, Flem even mentioned that he joined Spadoni and Shasky. Like, he didn't say it like that, but he had talked about, like, Stoney, that's a concern for me moving forward. But go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like without getting into did they underachieve, did they overachieve, or did they, is this who they are? Can we at least acknowledge? They might have more question marks than the Niners going into next year.
Well,
they've got two proven starting pitchers.
I don't have questions from Kyle. I have questions from Melvin.
Well, that's the other thing.
The leader, so, like I just about, that's where I'm at.
Right, so think about this.
Things almost at a 95,000. Thanks, Risotto.
Where are the Giants right now? I think they're pretty far away. Is what
they're
I'm
at
saying.
The bottom. This is right.
No,
bottom.
I'm talking about next year. And I'm talking about where they go from here.
I'm not ready to say that, but go ahead.
They've got to figure out whether Bob Melvin's coming back or not.
Gotcha.
Okay. Then
go ahead.
They have the very real issue of who are Adamas Chapman and Devers.
I think we're finding out who Adamas is.
He's a 225 hitter.
He can play shortstop on my team all
that's
day,
fine.
Every day. Okay.
He's hitting 225.
I can't argue
Chapman's
with that.
Hitting 227. Devers, look at this. It's unreal.
Baseball's got four guys hitting 300, Stoney, but I get it.
225. But 225 is different than 300.
I got you.
My point is your three best players hit 225, 226, and 227 respectively. Okay? Now, the way I look at it is, what are we doing in center field? What are we doing in right
Jung
field?
Jung Hoo Lee is showing something. I'm just okay. He's going to be
what are
your
we doing in right field?
You got that needs attention.
Okay. What are we doing at second base? Casey Schmidt.
If he was your starting second baseman, Stoney, I'm being
what
real.
What are you doing at first base?
It's Devers or Eldridge.
Okay. And what about their starting staff?
That's where Posey comes in. You got to go shopping.
Okay.
And you didn't mention Roop, Stoney, and I know he had
fluke
injury.
Because
but
now Roop
nothing's
goes,
torn, but I got gotcha. You.
But Roop goes to a question mark to me because he's only threw 100 innings this
year. I feel
like
we're fencing and we got the mask on with the sword, Stoney. I'm telling you, I believe 74% of the Giants' disappointment can be turned around by better coaching. I believe that. So I'm not saying they don't got problems. Okay. I'm seeing, and again, this is a real quick, that one person gets hot for a month. Jung Hoo Lee looks like the light bulbs went on. I'm not telling you, the reality is, Donnie,
okay,
he's
so
not going
what,
anywhere.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. What manager, manager would you like the Giants to hire to get them to the playoffs next year when Adamas hits 225, Chapman 227, and Devers 226? Like, what manager?
That's a load. I got you. It's a great question, but it's loaded because I think the great manager will keep these guys at this juncture of the season, especially Devers. Donnie, what do you think's happening? But
it's not Bob Melvin. Like, that's like that. I don't think it's Bob Melvin.
I get you. That's fair.
But now they have to make a decision on Melvin.
And I feel like one's being made, even if there wasn't even a question, now it's turned into a question.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
So we'll see if he survives, but man, Steiny, this is disappointing to me because I know there are better bunts than what we've seen, man.
And like,
defensively, base running, the blunders, the lack of clutchness, I just feel like maybe another skipper can bring that out. And you could say, Guru, okay, what's that mean? They're two under. But this team I'm watching every day of my life is better than what they're performing. And then they go up to Milwaukee.
This is not
baseball.
Even close to a playoff team. It's really not even close, I don't think.
And I'm being real, not smart-ass, Donnie, because you might have said it. I swear I'm not. Did you say that before the season when I said my goal before Devers was maybe they can get a wild card? And I'm asking you, were you saying they are not a playoff team then?
No. I've changed my mind after watching a full season. Like, and the other thing is, I look at the team, it's like, you like Ramos?
I do.
Okay, he's our left fielder. You like Jung-Hoo Lee?
At times?
Yeah, he's got to be your center fielder, right?
I got you.
Who's playing right?
That has to be addressed.
Okay, who's playing second? Schmidt?
Snotty, right now, if you told me Buster didn't go, I would. Schmidt, okay? Not your traditional Ryan Sandberg or what have you, but he can hold it down. You need a catcher? I'm over Bailey?
They're not good enough. Like, can you imagine if you run out Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee, and Matos next year and say, let's go win?
But let me get,
I just saw a story in The Athletic today that he's hot.
Hey, I don't dislike him like I dislike others. I got to say something to you. And this is what we were doing with the kids. What if those 222s or 252s and 262s or 272s? Do you allow for the fact the three guys you mentioned, Chapman, Devers, and Adames, what if those numbers are up there?
They're not all three going to be hit 30 points higher.
Steiny, you could say that now and you'd have people agree. But what if all three are better than what they are now?
I'm telling you right now.
What's that
I don't go into a season like that.
Well, you just did it, what you said.
Well, you thought they were better.
No doubt. But you're doing it for the sake of this, where you're saying they stay the same, then it's all bad. But what if they look like the back of their baseball card?
Well, that's the problem.
It's better.
They kind of do look like the back of their baseball card.
And the power numbers for Chapman, you got me there.
The idea that they're all going to go from mid-220s to 260.
So
one of them might.
Yeah. No, I like this. Let me just throw this to you. So when it's all said and done, let's say tonight against the Cubs.
And miss me with the Brewers, two of three.
No, I was just, I'll like, go figure. But let's just say tonight was the last game of the season. Are you telling me, Matthew Steinmetz, you would close the door on the Giants, the 2025 Giants, and you would just say, everybody had a down year?
I wouldn't say that.
There's going to be heads rolling and guys looking for jobs.
Right? I don't think
the hidden coach is leading the third base coach.
You're the one who's saying that they didn't.
They're underperforming.
Okay. Well, then, but
all of them.
I don't believe. Well, so that assumes that if they come back next year, they'll be better.
Yes.
I'm out on that. I would never assume
but
something like that.
What's the reality of you going to get six or seven new guys? And I'm come on now.
Well, that's my point.
Like, that's why I think if you get a better skipper and get the best out of them, that's more realistic.
Okay.
If you, I mean, if you need a right fielder, and if you want to say second baseman, hey, but Stani, you need a catcher. You need a couple starters.
You need a lot.
Buster's been spending bread. That we know.
They're the players that they're going to continue to rely on.
Oh, you're out on all three of those dudes?
Who? No.
Adames, Devers, and...
No, you're stuck with them. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter if I like them or hate them. You're stuck with them.
See, and I don't think it's stuck.
I'm talking about Ramos and Jung-Hoo Lee and Matos and Fitzgerald and Schmidt and Bailey. They're not good enough.
I got you.
Like, those guys are not good enough.
Ramos was good enough to be a first-half All-Star last year.
You never won with him.
And if you look at him, is he perfect, Stani? No. Is he frustrating? Yeah. But he is not a bum.
If he's your best outfielder, you're not good enough. Mm. Like, it's
great. Even if
that
was an All-Star caliber.
What is that? Like...
I hear you.
All-Star caliber?
That was for the first half. I got you. He made the game. I'm just telling you.
That's great. And are you willing to say right now, he's your all-star. Are you willing to say right now you'd lock him in to be in your left fielder for the next 5 years?
No.
Well, that's my point. It's like if you say all-star, I'll say, okay, well, then sign him to a 7-year contract and let's lock him up. But we know
I'm
they
not
don't
there
do
yet.
That.
Yeah.
Well, right. So I'm looking around this.
I really
roster.
Believe they're closer than you think, and I'm admitting that there are some bad signs. But I believe the manager has failed to just collectively get this team to be the best version. A lot of people down on Ramos, I get it, but Stani, man, this is shock. I haven't been this shocked in a long time about a Bay Area team going the other way. Maybe as much as the 2022 Warriors winning it.
Well,
I didn't see that coming.
Here's the other thing.
Seriously, this is
well, that team
they
had,
have no pulse.
That team
they're taking on the manager's personality.
Who has championship pedigree on the Giants?
Well, Devers.
Okay, that's one guy,
okay,
one year.
I got you. But who had it on the Warriors when they shocked the world and won it?
Steph Curry, Draymond Green,
no,
and Clay.
When they won their first one.
They I thought you said 2022.
Oh, no, that was the shocking one. I'm talking about when they came out and won
well,
that one
first. Well, they were young.
All right.
They weren't as old as those other guys.
But I just, I can't
Guru,
do it. It's
Guru,
like I'm watching
Guru,
this.
They're
on the
last
post.
In batting average
right.
in the National
and
League.
And you got a guy that did nothing in the major leagues but play, and that's an accomplishment, teaching these guys instruction. Okay. How can Pat Burrell teach anybody how to hit?
Yeah.
Like, do you think I'm crazy for that thought?
Yeah, well, I don't care if Pat Burrell stinks as a hitting coach. That doesn't mean that they would be hitting 20 points
but
above.
But we're trying to find solutions or even the thoughts of what we can do better and getting a better hitter to teach hitting might help
players.
A team to get hit. And you got guys that are proven with the stick like Devers, and since he's put on the uniform, he looks like he's blind.
But yeah, just fire Melvin and they'll all get better.
It's nuanced, Donnie.
No, it's
you know
not,
that.
Apparently.
It's the hitting coach. These are just thoughts, though, because you're not going to go do a fantasy baseball draft and have a whole new team. And I don't think you
so
need a whole new team.
They're 22 and 39
wow.
since
That's just
their
wow.
start.
Yeah,
listen, worst record in
That's,
baseball.
Wow, man.
But they're closer than I think.
It's the beautiful thing about baseball, Stani. You hit that reset button and things, you know, I'm just telling you, that is a wow. That's all your boys got for you. That wow. And we got Bouton coming on these airwaves and everybody on MLB Network and anybody that loves the game thinking this team might have some action.
Yep. Everybody.
And they didn't even finish. We got another month. Like this thing, they're Stani, they're TKO'd.
Why then? I
like,
can't
admit
stand,
that's surprising.
I can't stand when you do this.
Okay, but
you spend 5 minutes ripping them and saying, "Oh my God!" and then being like, "No, but they'll be fine next year. Everybody's gonna bounce around."
No, I said there's.
I
gotta
feel
be
like
some,
that.
No, but
sometimes.
No, this is what you feel. I'm telling you. Like, even what, you, like, this is low. They're lower than even you could have thought at this juncture.
No, that's not true.
You being real, man.
How many times do you say, "Stani, it's rock bottom," and I go, "No, it's not." Like, no, it's not. And here's the other thing. Like, how much is the last month important to you or not?
It's for Mel.
Okay.
For Melvin? Because I'm watching everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like, my God. I think if you're right and this is not the worst, and then it's going to be. But he might not even make it. What if that's where this thing is trending to me.
Okay, but if they finish 500, you keep him?
That's not up to me, but I got to be honest. Melvin, if somehow they got there, it would help him, I believe.
If the decision on Melvin hasn't been made already, I'd be shocked. All right. Because I got I'll be damned if I'm going to be like, well, we'll keep him around if we go 20-12.
And I'm going to turn into you with that one. If you already made your decision, drop the hammer.
Hey, you know how I feel about that.
Our boy didn't make it. Infinite outcomes.
Exactly. So,
but you
they're not very good. No, have you looked at lineups on other teams? They don't have players who can match up. They don't have players who can match up.
Look at the Cubs. I'm like, who the hell are half these dudes? But they play fundamentally sound baseball. They hit for power. 22-39 since you got a guy that we thought was a stud. I'll just say stud. Make it make sense to me, man. Make it make sense to me.
Well, their talent is – so let me – now that you brought him on. All right.
Because you gave me the.
I'm just looking at the. Okay, so the Cubs have a guy who's got 24 homers, 28 homers, 21 homers, 27 homers. They've got. Let's see, who's their leading RBI guy with 82?
They got Tucker.
Pete Crow Armstrong. He's hitting 255. It's like they're better. They've had better seasons.
Yeah. But I think
maybe we're going to start the Warriors conversation all over again. Because let me ask you this. Are Adamas, Chapman, and Devers getting better or worse? Because you have them for 5 or 6 years.
I'm being real.
They're
getting
better.
Okay. No, Chapman's got a hand injury. Nobody's making excuses, Donnie. That's it. But he's not in the realm of Devers and Adamas when they're on. And just watching Willie before he cooled off and got hot in Milwaukee, like, that's my shortstop. Devers, I don't know what's going on, man. I'm not concerned. I'm disappointed. But somebody's got to come in, a new voice, and fix it.
Maybe they should build a new stadium for Devers.
But, Steiny, this is happening on the road. He was in that bandbox. Like, they're getting him out with the fastballs, man. Like, dude. You know who I am? Steiny, I'm watching. They're blowing like rinky-dink pitchers.
But they'll be fine next year. Just after a win out of hibernation.
We got a hole in the swing or something's going on bigger than what we think it is or we're privy to.
You know what?
I mean it, man.
510 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Bob Melvin should go talk to his players, right?
Well, Steiny,
give him some confidence.
Well, he didn't talk to him a million times if you listen to him. Dude. Steiny, you got me tired on this one. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, no.
I'm just telling you, they're better than what they're playing. And their core is better than what the core has played.
Let me tell you.
All right.
That's the way you look at it. And the way I look at it is, this team's further away from a playoff spot than I thought. It just is.
Well, and you know what? And I'm going to say something. I'm not being rude. That's obvious. This is shocking.
But it's just a bad year.
And instruction and tutelage and managing.
Yeah. Right. I can't wait for the Giants to be in on Kyle Tucker. They better be.
Man.
They better be.
That's a point.
They better get some hitters in here.
And some pitchers.
They better get some fielders in here.
I can't wait for the end of the year presser from Buster. Like, you can't sugarcoat this, man. And maybe the first day after 162 is done, Melvin's gone.
You do realize that there's nobody on planet Earth right now that's saying, boy, I can't wait for the Buster Posey presser.
Well, I've been waiting
in
for
37 days.
There's a few, man.
Let me guess, we're going to have to get better.
When I watch the Giants, what I look forward to more than the game is Melvin. But I could just play it on loop from the days before. It's the same.
It's all Melvin's.
Yeah.
All right, 8 a.m. No. They're at Splash. Willard and Dibs are at Splash. We'll do the crossover on the other side. And, I think this is more than just a underachieving team in San Francisco. I think they got a lot to fix and a long way to go. All right. Red and Gold Summit next Thursday, King's Fish House. Be there. I'll get more details to you on the other side. That segment brought to you by Ceramani Ford.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.